And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They invite you to embark on an unforgettable journey and explore the wonders of South Africa this September. Trips 9 days, 8 nights, with airfare out of RDU hotels and most meals included. You can learn more at carolinachamber.org. We are joined now on the phone by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Jamesetta, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. I'm feeling much better and getting back in the swing of things here after being gone for about a week. So I appreciate it. We also had an election last night. It kind of snuck up on us in a lot of ways, but we did have a couple of pretty big high interest races in Orange County. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your takeaways from primary election night 2024.
Sure. And I did a 2-hour stint at lunchtime over in my precinct, which is a small precinct. And it was slow, but it was steady during that period. So it was nice to see folks who had waited come on out. And especially when District 1, I'm in Chapel Hill, had two commissioners who are running unopposed, and that large position is unopposed as well. But I was thrilled to see Commissioner Phyllis Porteous-Scott win up in District 2, so that she'll be returning in December and be sworn in again for a full term. Yes. And I might have to check that, whether she has 2 years left or what the deal was. I think, I can't remember. We appointed her when Renee Price was elected to the State House. So that was very exciting. And I don't think we had many surprises at the state and local levels on the Democratic side. There was certainly an upset at the state superintendent on the Republican side, which frankly scares me.
Yeah, that's where we have the candidate who is a homeschooling parent that is now the Republican nominee for superintendent of public instruction. So the optics of that alone are pretty much tell a story.
And yet, we don't want to just homeschooling parents. Sometimes there's a real need, or the schools can't meet the needs. But when you're totally opposed to public education, that's like, oh dear, no, very scary. But Mo Green, having been a superintendent in Forsyth County and having that experience, will be a good counterpoint. So next up to shift and get ready to encourage folks to vote in November.
We also had a school board election for Orange County schools that was pretty closely watched and then ended up not being all that close, but that definitely had a lot of people's attention as well.
It did, and we as commissioners are happy to work with whoever is elected to our school boards. But, I mean, because you can just go look, I did give $100 to the PAC that supported Carrie Doyle, having worked with her in the past and finding her support for kids. And we had the robots. She's one of her sons, who's in college now, was part of the robot teams at the different high schools, East, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and the Orange County two high schools participate in that. We had them come to a county commissioner meeting in the spring, which was really fun to see.
I feel like they may have just had a competition this past weekend also, the robotics teams.
And if you have young kids, elementary, middle, take them to see any of those competitions, because it is very, it's just very interesting.
It's totally captivating to watch those.
And they flip them, and everyone at those little robots does something different. So we'll, I guess Orange County schools, they change over in July, unlike Chapel Hill, Carrboro, they get elected in November, and they change up. They change over in December. So it is good to have two returning. I was thinking about having been on the school board in Chapel Hill Carrboro. It's good to have at least two returning members who hired you for the new superintendent. That's always a positive.
Absolutely. We are visiting with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Any other election results from last night that you wanted to talk about before we move on?
All right. Sure, but I shouldn't talk about them.
Well, that sounds spicy.
No. Just down in Charlotte, Trisha Gotham's mother did lose. Yes, she did. That's me as go. An individual. I'm not speaking for the commissioners, okay?
Yeah. Got it. So given the election happening last night, that meant that it's a bit of a rare moved meeting for the Orange County commissioners. You'll be meeting tomorrow night instead of Tuesday night. And that in and of itself is a little bit newsworthy. The other item on there that's got my attention is the discussion around Wasamba as the Chapel Hill is attempting to move the sewer boundary south to the Chatham County line. And that has to be signed off on by several different municipalities. And it's Orange County's turn to take that up now. What do you expect that conversation to be like?
I don't know if there'll be a lot of people turn out. There will be some people turn out and speak, you know, during public remarks when on the agenda time. Several people have spoken over time at each meeting, at each business meeting. And actually, we have a Sportsplex hockey issue going, so I expect to see a number of the public, although hopefully going to get a good email reply out to some of the families to explain the situation and the contract. So there could be a lot of time spent in the beginning on public remarks before we even get to the agenda. And Commissioner Podiascot is attending a funeral or memorial service in Miami, so it'll be six of us, but I don't expect a tie.
Sure. And is there anything else at that meeting that bears mentioning before the meeting happens?
Well, we'll have a presentation. Well, I don't know if we're going to have we usually have a presentation. I'm sure there's a presentation so that the planning director from Chapel Hill and one of the number two planning director, I forget their official titles, will be there along with our planning department so that as, you know, I mean, it's complex for me as a commissioner because we don't do that much of new development or have SUPs before us or these requests. So when you look at the documents, you say, well, wait a minute, this document says there won't be any water and sewer development. But, you know, this document says there will be in the transition area. It's totally expected. And then the ETJs, well, you're expected to grow there. It's good to have those professionals there to have the history also, at least two of them do, to answer questions that commissioners might have. Of course, we always encourage everyone to, commissioners, to send their questions in advance so that they have, you know, have time to give you a good answer.
It's the voice of James Etta Bedford, chair of the Orange County Commissioners. Is there anything else going on in the community? We've got about a minute and a half left here that you wanted to mention before we wrap up.
Oh, you know, I was just looking, and for once there wasn't a lot listing. I mean, it's the big night out of the arts, you know, tomorrow, so we'll miss it. I didn't even put the time, but I think it's WREL 7.
That's right.
I don't know if we're supposed to announce these things on competing news airwaves.
No, it's fine. That one's a big one. It's a lot of folks that are friends of the station involved in that one, so
pretty excited
about it.
Yeah, and we do want to support our arts community, and so many residents, you know, from all ages just thoroughly enjoy and benefit from the arts of all kinds. So that's a plus. And I was just looking at our website. Did you know we have a tips for keeping coyotes away page? I had no idea.
I didn't know that, but I suppose that's a pretty thing. I would like
right
to keep
now,
coyotes away, so I will accept tips for that.
Yeah, and right now, apparently, it's time for babies, so just leave them alone if they're around your house. You know, clean out pet food and clean out brush and debris, but otherwise, just leave them alone.
Don't play with the baby coyotes. Got it.
Yeah, leave the moms alone. They're just tending to their young. They might be out hunting. They're not going to bother you.
James Etta, great stuff as always. I appreciate you taking the time, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.